from WHYY in Philadelphia.
The weather might be crummy, and the news just awful, but at least it's time for the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, Eleanor and Captain Seanery were hard at work on their podcast.
It's serious, fact-based journalism.
But maybe a little on the boring side?
Meanwhile, the Omicron Gammas appeared to be scheming once again.
Let's just say we're up to something.
Yeah, and it involves Dr. Gordon.
And robots.
And flogdars.
And robots.
Show that up to something.
The doctor's in serious danger.
We've got to find him, if nothing else, so that we can understand this flogdar business.
That's all for today's show. Tune in tomorrow when my guest will be Dr. Gordon, the former rocket scientist and now expert in the field of artificial intelligence. As many of you may know, Dr. Gordon is the architect of the Flogdar project, the digital money that will soon unite the planet under one single currency and pretty much change the world as we know it into a modern utopia. What? Oh, I see. Well, folks, I'm learning now that Dr. Gordon is not available after all. He seems to have mysteriously disappeared. But don't worry. Instead, I'll interview a giant baby panda live in studio. And of course, don't forget it's Pie Contest Thursday. That's next time on The Whole Story. I'm Barry Cunningham.
Barry! Again with the pie-eating contest?
I know, boss. I hate doing them, but you know who insists. She says the audience eats it up, and then she does that laugh.
Yeah.
But boss, aren't you worried about Dr. Gordon?
I've always been worried about Gordon.
This is serious. That's it, I'm calling her.
Whoa, calling who now? Barry, if LeShark catches you talking to...
Eleanor, it's me. Listen, we need your help. Yes, it's about Dr. Gordon and the Flogdar. Look, can you meet us at the lunch place? No, now it's called What's Soup?
Cunningham! Richman! Present yourselves!
Yes, Miss LeShark!
Gotta go, bye!
Cunningham! Who was that you were talking to?
No one. It was,
Were you making personal phone calls at the office?
Am I not allowed to make phone calls?
Not on my time, Cunningham! Let's look at your timesheet, shall we?
Oh, come on. Do we have to?
Hour one, prepare for radio show.
Which I did.
Hour two, radio show.
Which I did.
Hour three, prepare for next radio show.
Which I'm doing?
Lies! You can't fool me. I have the ears of a...
shark?
That makes no sense. No. I have the ears of an elephant.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I could hear you speaking to Eleanor Amplified, the fallen one. If I catch you speaking with her, meeting with her, thinking about her, you will be fired. You too, Richman.
Yes, Miss LeShark.
Now, get out of my sight. Go pick up the pies for tomorrow's contest, eh?
Yes, Miss LeShark.
The audience. They really eat it up, no?
Hello, welcome to What's Soup?
Mr. Richman, she's awful. How am I supposed to make anything important if all I'm doing is interviewing baby pandas and hosting pie-eating contests?
Barry, I know! But this is what we signed up for, remember?
This? This is what we signed up for?
Yes! A high-profile media job! A paycheck! Security! Not everyone has that!
I guess.
Eleanor saved our jobs, but you wanted this. Don't forget!
I wanted to be important, like Eleanor. Not whatever I am now.
Barry? Mr. Richman?
Ah! Eleanor! It's wonderful to see you! You look great! Have you showered recently?
Eleanor, we miss you so much. Are those sweatpants?
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm fine. Look, this doesn't have to be awkward, right?
No, certainly not.
Of course not. What?
Let's just get some lunch, okay? Barry, what's this place now?
Hello, and welcome to What's Soup?
Hi, Led Zeppelin.
Do I know you? Forget it. What soup do you want?
It's a soup place. All they serve is soup. It's totally normal.
Yeah, right. Oh, I get it. So everything is soup, and you take things that shouldn't be soup and make it soup, right? Like hot dog soup or something like that, right?
No. Weirdo. We make normal soup. Chicken noodle, French onion, things such as this.
Kale soup?
Yep, we have kale soup. See, it's not complicated.
Oh.
Could I have the lobster bisque, please?
One LB, one kale.
With a hard-boiled egg?
Kale with an egg, eh? And for you, weirdo.
Okay. Can I have a tomato soup, please?
No.
Come on.
No, and no. That is not a soup.
Tomato soup? It's in the name.
No. Soup is some chunky stuff and some liquid stuff and served with a spoon. That's it.
You, why, I can't with you, Led Zeppelin.
Sorry, that so-called air quotes tomato soup, air quotes, doesn't have chunky stuff. It's not soup.
Wait, so...
Go ahead, come at me, bro.
Okay, what about chili?
Oh, good one. Chunky stuff with liquid stuff and served with a spoon. What do we think, judges? It's a soup!
Cereal! Cereal, Led Zeppelin! Defend that!
Let me see! Cereal! Oh! It's a soup!
Forget it. Fine, you win. Can I have a bowl of ramen?
Ooh, can you? Yes! Yes, you can! Close one! Ramen is served with chopsticks.
And a spoon!
And a spoon. It is a soup. Order up!
Seriously, why do we keep coming back here?
It's this place or the Mega Burger down the street.
Ugh, no way, that's awful.
Yeah, Mega Burger has gotten much more powerful ever since Angela Brandt bought it back from Faceblurg.
And Mega Burger is still funneling money to the Omicron Gammas. I've been covering all of it on my podcast.
Oh, we know.
You listen?
Yeah, we listen.
So what do you think?
It's,
good. It's good.
Why did you pause like that?
Pause? Like what?
Like that. What? It's serious, deep journalism. Remember? You said that's what I should be doing.
Yeah, I did say that.
It's just a little hard to listen to.
What? This coming from you, Panda Cakes?
Don't get upset, Eleanor.
It's thorough. Really good work, Eleanor. But
what?
Eleanor, each episode is like 2 hours.
And it's just you reading bank statements and adding up ledger sheets.
I'm making a paper trail.
Of course, but you can't expect people to listen to that.
I tried very hard. I fell asleep 3 times.
Well, maybe if I had my great producer working with me.
You told us to stay at the radio station.
I know what I told you, but it's hard to do this on my own.
Well, is your podcast making enough money to pay the bills?
Is that funny? Because you're making lots of money, or...
Money? Money? I'm living in Captain Chonery's basement.
Oh. Eleanor, if you needed help...
No, I'm fine. What I need is to discuss Dr. Gordon and his frog dart thing. I've been off the grid for a while. What's going on?
Oh, right. Well, I guess we should start from the beginning.
A few months ago, Dr. Gordon announced that he had come up with a plan to stop big corporate corruption.
No more shell companies, no more tax fraud, no more wealthy corporations stealing or hiding their assets?
What? How? That sounds impossible.
He built a new kind of money, a single unit of currency for the entire world.
It's called the Flogdar. It stands for Federated Log of Global Disbursement Agreements and Returns.
Good name.
And the key is, the Flogdar is completely digital.
So, like Bitcoin?
No. It's completely different.
100% different. It is not important how.
The point is, the Flogdar can't be stolen or hidden, and every transaction in the world will be out in the open.
Flogdar is the future.
I mean, that still sounds like Bitcoin.
Eleanor, it's different.
Okay, whatever. That's amazing, if it works.
That's the thing. The New World Bank and Marketplace for Flogdars relies on a new supercomputer that Dr. Gordon built himself. It's called Compunometron.
I forget what it stands for.
I think it just sounds cool.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Compunometron isn't just a computer. It's a new AI, the most powerful artificial intelligence ever created.
At least it will be when it goes online.
Yeah, Dr. Gordon was supposed to turn it on soon, but now he's disappeared.
Okay, putting aside my concern for Dr. Gordon's safety, no one is worried about a computer brain controlling the world's currency?
Well, worried? Sure, I guess.
You can't stop progress, Eleanor.
Think of it! No more corruption?
Forget it. That's a problem for another day. It's pretty obvious that the Omicron Gammas want to stop this thing. Or, at the very least, control it.
Right. The Flogdar threatens their whole empire.
So, you think the Omicron Gammas have done something with Dr. Gordon?
Yes!
Of course!
Who else could be behind
it? Why do you think we're here?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just remembered something.
Is that?
Yes, it's the sacred tome.
The who now?
Remember, it's the book we took from the Brunswick Academy.
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought that was just a silly MacGuffin.
No, it holds the secret plans of every member of the Von Zwack family.
But the book didn't help us last time.
Sure, but look here. This is the last thing that Oscar and Gretchen wrote in the book. When authority becomes oppression, when law becomes tyranny, when freedom becomes non-freedom, we have a duty to defy. And defy we will, with every ounce of our super mechanical powers. For we are the Omicron Gammas.
Shh. Great job, Barry.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. But doesn't it kind of sound like what's happening? The authority of Compunometron and the super mechanical powers?
You know, I sort of remember them saying that stuff in high school.
But if that's from your high school days, that's a long time ago. I mean, ancient history.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah.
It feels like yesterday.
But it wasn't yesterday, was it?
Look, the point is, they wrote that after their last scheme, to take over our radio station. This isn't that old.
Okay. Well, it's a clue, but it could still be gibberish knowing them.
Yeah.
Look, we gotta focus here. What we do know is that Dr. Gordon is central to this whole thing, and we gotta find him, right?
Right.
So you two have got to investigate, just like the old days!
Right!
But wait, boss, what about LeSharc? If she catches me working with Eleanor, you and I will both get fired.
I'll take care of LeSharc. This is too important. Find Gordon, and figure out what the Omicron Gammas are up to.
Are you guys gonna pay for these soups now or what? I have other customers.
At last, the gang's back together, doing what they do best. Rooting out trouble, revealing conspiracies, and risking their jobs in the process. Can Eleanor solve Dr. Gordon's disappearance and uncover the Omicron Gamma's latest plot? And what does it all have to do with Flogdars? We'll see in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.